This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Once you dust your fingerprints, it's pretty clear who ruined America. White people.
People my age that they think you're dishonest.
And when he said that, I winced. And I was wondering, but do you get your feelings hurt sometimes? What frustrates you the most about perceptions about you?
A declared socialist, he dramatically improved health care and literacy.
Many saw positives, education and health care for all, racial integration.
You see the medicine system they are very proud of.
I'm quite certain that they're not celebrating his death in Cuba, as he brought health care.
Even Castro's critics praise his advances in health care and in education.
It's considered, even to this day, the George Washington of his country.
Fidel continued to promote leftist movements in Latin America, where he remained popular until his death.
He was a romantic figure when he came into power. We American young high school kids and kids in those days rooted like mad for the guy.
He will be remembered fondly.
You see donkey carts alongside cars, trucks, and buses in downtown Havana, because that's exactly what they'd rather have for transportation.
And he was a voracious reader, very, very smart.
He would be a figure that you'd look up to and say, God, this guy's great.
It's been extraordinary. I've got to tell you, Rachel, first of all, she did not mention the email controversy. This armory is filled. The overflow room is filled. They've opened up the doors to the ballroom. There are a lot of people here. James Taylor played for 45 minutes. It was extraordinary. This has been a sort of magical night.
Some of the dark and satanic tones that Cruz has.
Well, if you go to a speech from his dad, who's a pastor, evangelical, Rafael Cruz, it actually is satanic.
There's a lot of domestic terrorists we classify that do that. They're rooted in white hate movements, and so it could be that.
But ISIS would do this to 100 million Americans if they could.
But so would white nationalists. We're not getting to the core issue, which is how easy it is to get a gun. I mean, Florida happens to have the largest gun-owning population in the country and some of the most lax laws.
Hillary Clinton has a very strong gun control program. Trump, he's tethered to the NRA.
You know, we're having this debate about terrorism or domestic. It doesn't make any difference. Guns are really easy to get their hands on, and that's the debate that ought to be going on.
What's breathing life into ISIS is this sense, this rhetoric that's coming from prominent politicians that confirms their view of the world.
And clearly there's a place today in this dialogue for us to talk about the tone and temperament of our national leaders.
And if we just understand that all of the hateful thoughts become hateful words, become hateful actions.
I don't want the Obama administration's final year to be marred by a fugitive slave law around the question of this deportation that leads in the context of Flint to actual children being actually poisoned by lead because their parents are too afraid to open the door for clean water.
If the child was walking around the periphery of this lagoon, it was nighttime, what would the gator be thinking?
An extraordinary sit-in on the House floor stretches into the early morning hours.
Make no mistake, this was dramatic, like nothing we have ever seen before. Truly one of the most dramatic demonstrations on the House floor in modern American history.
Were you surprised at how large this got? I mean, Kim Kardashian was tweeting about it.
Watching John Lewis, a man, who marched with Dr. King, now you see him literally sitting with your colleagues on the floor. What does that image say to you?
Trump is headed for a historic defeat. The larger the defeat, in a sense, the healthier it will be for the Republican Party, at least if it doesn't bring Paul Ryan's speakership down with him. It might be a wake-up call to those Republicans who have existed in this little thought bubble of their own that this isn't a winning form of politics.
You know, we could be talking landslide.
Hillary Clinton today is more likely to win in a landslide that would not only have an impact on this race, but realign the country.
That would translate to an electoral majority and probably a electoral landslide for Hillary.
This could be tight,
or it could be a landslide for Hillary.
Most analysts are saying that Hillary Clinton's going to win in a landslide.
If that spreads among women voters all across the country, he's going to lose by a landslide, and they could lose the Senate and the House.
So the technical term for that, if she's anywhere near your prediction, would be blowout.
I'd give a landslide. I don't know.
You call that a landslide.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Neil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And, hey, I'll tell you, this is just in time for Christmas, just in time for where we are right now, because we need a little levity in our lives. And Dr. Jerome Corsi is with us, in addition to his recent book, Partners in Crime, The Clinton Scheme to Monetize the White House for Personal Profit. He decided to bring a little levity into the mirror that we hope will be in the rearview mirror as fast as possible. Good Night Obama, a parody. We talked about it a little bit the last time he was on, but now we're going to have a little bit more fun and time to get into it. Dr. Jerome Corsi, author of Good Night Obama, a parody, and a WND senior staff writer, is with us right now. Jerry, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Good to be back with you. Thank you.
Hey, congratulations on the book. I'll tell you, it is, it's something, I think, the antidote to our over-seriousness that we, you know, we're still kind of, you know, trying to get ourselves out of after, you know, this heavy debated election that we went through.
Well, I agree. I wrote the, you know, Good Night Obama as a parody book. It's a cartoon book. It's rhymes. It's meant to be fun. I mean, you know, I think it's time that we have a little fun celebrating that Obama's gone and going to be gone and leaving the White House. And I wanted to kind of, you know, ridicule and make fun of and have a laugh at some of the policies we've had to suffer through. I mean, you know, I just read a couple of them. It's, you know, here's Obama with Medicare, with Obamacare, forcing government-run health care upon the greatest nation. And website crashes upon implementation. I mean, it's meant to be like almost like a nursery rhyme kind of book you'd read to your children at nighttime. And I actually recorded, and it's on my Twitter account, the at Jerome _ Corsi. A little, I went to the Harvard Club in their library and read the book, the entire book, as the evil ISIS. Once called a JV team, and Hillary's classified emails printed by the Ream. And there you've got Reverend Wright with the chickens and the ISIS flag, the chickens are carrying around, and of course the roosters have come home to roost with AK-47s, and Hillary's sitting in a toilet, she's piled around by, emails all over the place. Of course, we have her dressed in a pink pantsuit on the toilet.
Oh, of course, yes, exactly. Well, yeah, if it wasn't so true, you know, it is a parody, but gosh, there's just so much to this, but it helps kind of, bring this into perspective. I mean, we take politics seriously, but we really miss it. I mean, for this last 8 years, I mean, it's been amazing, Jerry, that more people, I mean, in times past, you had Will Rogers, you had other, whether it's Johnny Carson or Jack Parr, I mean, an endless list of people that would make fun of politicians, and particularly the president. But Barack Obama's gotten a big pass for almost 8 years, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, and all the comics on you know, cable and the like, have all hated the Republicans and the GOP. They've loved and adored Obama. Mm. We haven't had the humor against Obama. But, you know, these policies, I think, are going to fade away. But, you know, we got here another one I like, you know, got all the illegals coming across the fence. And, you know, Obama's in his pajamas, of course, on a pedestal, saying, tear down this wall, you know. And so it's a good night's safety. Let's open the borders. And then good night, Constitution, by executive order. So the next page shows Obama in his pajamas at his desk with crayon signing executive orders, and the Constitution's burning away into ashes sitting on his executive desk.
Well, I can imagine the responses from, you know, the people that have picked up this book. Of course, if you're a fixed liberal, you're not going to appreciate the comedy here and the levity.
You'll hate this book.
Yeah, right. But that's okay. I mean, you might have a conservative friend that you might want to put it in their stocking for a stocking stuffer, or pass on a good gift and a good laugh. And who knows? It might even demonstrate, even if you're a staunch liberal, that you have a sense of humor.
Well, yes. I mean, you know, got one of the guy forging the birth certificate, the Kenyan flag in the background. It says, "Good night, birth certificate of unknown source."
Yes.
Good night, Jobs, without any remorse. And there's Obama in his pajamas in front of a plant, all, you know, boarded up and fenced up, and it says, move to Mexico.
Oh.
These are the kinds of things I think that we need to, these are what we're going to remember out of the Obama administration. It's time to ridicule just how ridiculous some of these policies have been, you know.
Well, and these are policies that we gave birth to by not only voting him once, but twice. I mean, here's a junior senator, for all intent and purposes, you know, no experience, and he comes from that position to the Oval Office. I mean, you know, already the contrast between one Barack Obama and even a very experienced businessman is quite telling in what we're seeing even before Donald Trump gets into the Oval Office.
He's already saved jobs at Carrier. We're getting good people put into place who are going to reverse the EPA, some generals who know what they're doing. I mean, here's the cartoon thing in Goodnight Obama. Obama's sleeping in his bed at 3 a.m. and the phone's ringing. Goodnight Benghazi and the valiant lives there claimed. Goodnight online video, the scapegoat to blame. There's Hillary, what difference does it make? And showing at a computer the innocence of Muslims, the film she blamed the Benghazi attack on. I mean, you know, these are ridiculous things when you think about them, but, you know, they're tragic. And they, at some point or other, Obama's going to leave the White House. And I wanted to write this parody book, have a little fun with, you know, the old, and don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Right, exactly. Yeah, somebody sent me a cartoon of two U-Hauls in front of the White House. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Oh, I did.
Yes.
With the pictures that were taken with Obama, met Trump at the Oval Office, I thought Trump was going to look at him and say, why don't you just pack your stuff and get out of here?
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, and, well, you know, he's got in his waning moments, and I think that's what we're on the edge of our seats for, is like, what type of imperialistic move is he going to make in his final days to, you know, punctuate his legacy?
Well, I'm sure it's going to be things we're not going to like, but I think they're going to be reversible. And I've got Obama lighting up the White House with rainbow colors. And
yes.
Good night, rainbow victories. And then he's sleeping on piles of money. Good night, $10 trillion in new record-breaking national debt. I mean, these are the things that, you know, making fun of Obama on these issues, because you've got to, here, good night, 8 years of fundamental change. Good night, voters, twice believing what I said. I mean, he's at a podium with Rules of Radicals from Saul Alinsky in his hand.
Exactly, and here it is as a parody. But I'll tell you, it's quite the summary of 8 years of torment that this country has had to endure. Good night, Obama, parody. Dr. Jerome Corsi is with us. We've got more from Jerry on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. We're talking about his brand-new book, Good Night, Obama, just in time for Christmas and just in time for us to celebrate the new administration coming to to our country very soon, and we're excited, especially with the preamble of things and what have happened in terms of saving jobs and some good leadership that's now in place. More from Jerry on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
America-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Bill Martinez live.
Oh, yes. Had to bring that in. A little Hawaiian Merry Christmas to you. A little Mele Kalikimaka. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Tis the season, and just in time for Christmas, and a great way to laugh your way to the end of the Obama era. Eight years of absolute incredible history that, you know, Dr. Jerome Corsi, when we look back at these last 8 years, it's something to say, what were we thinking?
I think so. I mean, I think this is going to be, historically a failed presidency, and you know, what was matter with America, you know, identity politics. I mean, you know, the same thing now. Finally, at least Hillary didn't get elected just because she was a woman.
Mm.
But, this goodnight Obama, I mean, I had this to laugh writing this, so many of the things. The cover is Obama. He's got his Democratic pajamas on, with a donkey and a little nightcap on. He's asleep in his pillows on the Oval Office, sleeping on the desk. Of course, there's a cigarette, the ashtray burning away, and his golf clubs are behind him. And in the distance in the sky, you can see the Muslim moon. There's Obama. I mean, he's sleeping on the job.
That's right, yeah. Well, you know, and again, the contrast between now and what's coming up in the future, I mean, you've got Obama that seems to, relish his time away from things, whether it's playing golf. Doesn't seem like he's all that intense, and you got a guy like Donald Trump coming in that operates on 3-4 hours of sleep. He's not even in the Oval Office, and he's changing things around. So this adds to the contrast of what we've been enduring, here in America. And now what about vacations? You think about all the money. I think somebody was adding up the cost to the taxpayer.
Dollars. Yeah. Hawaii, millions, billions of dollars. I mean, and a lot of the cartoons are serious. They're funny. Mm-hmm. It is goodnight Obama. But like one here with the crocodile tears over gun restrictions. And I've got Obama at the podium, President of the United States, and he's handing over a AK-47 or whatever to Eric Holder.
Right.
Obama's in his pajamas crying these crocodile tears. He's holding a teddy bear that looks just like Eric Holder with the mustache and everything.
Yeah. The thing is, sadly, is from Eric Holder, it goes down south across the border, so we got gun running there. And if the truth be known about Benghazi, we had gun running in Benghazi, too. Well,
And he could only cry, when he had a shooting incident, Obama, that, involved students and the like. And, of course, those are tragic. But when a law enforcement officer went down, I don't recall Obama, doing any particular, getting onto the podium and saying what a tragedy it was that law enforcement was being shot by thugs and criminals and murderers.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of Obama supporting Black Lives Matters. I mean, that's why I had to, here you've got Obama with Ellen DeGeneres on a television show in his pajamas, of course. He goes through the whole Good Night Obama in his pajamas.
Mm.
And says, Good Night Talk Shows, Celebrity Whoring, now done. And the next page is, with a group of gentlemen with their weapons in a pickup truck. And good night to all those clinging to their Bibles and their guns. Obama's walking off. I mean, the damage that Obama has done to, Second Amendment, First Amendment, Fourth Amendment rights, Obama, trampling on the Constitution, which Goodnight Obama, basically ridicules and I think if you wanted to explain to your, I even wrote this with an idea, Bill, that if you wanted to explain to your kids, why the Obama years so upset you, this kind of puts it in a funny way where the kids can get it, too.
Exactly. Well, you imagine if it went into the colleges that aren't being taught much anyway about about civics and about the political process, it might cause a little bit of conversation that could be very positive, as you say.
Yeah,
just think about it. The scary thing to me, Jerry, real quick, is that, with all, the constitutional violations that I believe this president, who supposedly and I say supposedly because, people still question that. I mean, you talk about questioning, where he was born, his background, why his education. I mean, we have no transcripts. Everything is all sealed. He spent a lot of money to seal his transcripts. People, I will give you a little bit of breaking news coming soon. Sheriff Arpaio is going to be busting a information on Barack Obama. This has been a 6-year research study that is going to blow people away. And this will happen in the waning weeks. Yes.
It'll be on December 15th, I think.
And yes,
The chair of our panel's office called me with a courtesy call to let me know they were going to do the press conference. Mm-hmm. But I even celebrate that in Good Night Obama, the parody book. I mean, I've got a guy forging the birth certificate, and there's a Kenyan flag behind him, and it says, Good Night Birth Certificate of Unknown Source, and then the Good Night Jobs Without Any Remorse. I mean, I got Obama on a podium holding up rules for radicals. It's a Good Night 8 years of fundamental change, and then he's smirking in his pajamas and saying, Good night, voters, twice believing what I said. I mean, the whole thing, and it ends, hello, Hawaii, where I'll now rest my head, and he's lying on the beach with a, you know, an umbrella drink, smoking cigarettes.
Well, he's saying that he's going to stay in D.C., though, isn't he?
Obama's saying things like that. I remember when Bill Clinton left office and he demanded to be flown back in the 747 Air Force One, and he landed and he said, this is no different than being president. Well, within a couple of weeks, they figure out that they're past news. Nobody wants to know anything.
Exactly.
Who's going to care what Obama says once he leaves the White House? I mean, he's old news. As far as I'm concerned, he screwed up everything he touched.
Well, he'll be lucky to make 70,000 a speech. That's about what they average, unless you're married to somebody who becomes Secretary of State, and then suddenly you're worth $500,000 to $1 million per speech.
Yeah, I mean, sure, Obama's going to get all the money he wants from his rich friends, and on the left.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where I have the first one. He's in the Oval Office with Beyonce and with Michael Moore and.
Yeah.
The great Oval Office, there are many memories, leaving a leftist legacy and blinding America with charisma. I mean, and there's a picture of Oprah, by the way, in the wall.
I saw that, yes. Yeah, although she's been missing for the last 4 years, I think, much to the content of Mrs. Obama.
Well, I think we have to have some fun with the administration leaving. And I saw the pictures there of Obama in the Oval Office with meeting with Donald Trump. And Trump looked disgusted. Trump looked like saying, why don't you just pack your stuff and get out of here?
I think your job's done here. I think he would have loved to have said, you're fired. Barack Obama, you're fired.
We're going to make some changes around here before we're done.
Yeah, exactly. Before any more damage is done, like you say, in the waning hours in this lame duck Congress, what's going to happen? And part of the thing, and you mentioned this, is Barack Obama's charm, the way he was able to set up this country and take advantage of his gift of charm, was just, I think, quite telling and should be a lesson learned. And maybe this, your parody, your book, Good Night Obama, will open our eyes to understand how vulnerable this country could be. Jerry, I got to tell you, if Hillary had anywhere near the charm of Bill Clinton, we'd be faced with a Hillary Clinton administration right now.
Well, Bill, take a look. GoodNightObama.com, and it's up on Amazon, BarnesandNoble.com, and thank you for letting me share this with you and the audience.
Well, it's good fun, Jerry. We need a break. We've got to be able, and like I said, for so long, it was as if Barack Obama was protected property. Nobody could comment in any kind of comedic way, and we know how healing comedy can be. So great job with the book and illustrations and everything. Dr. Jerome Corsi, author of Good Night Obama, a parody. Available at all the usual places and linked at our website.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Somabiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-917-3929. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Somabiotics away for free. 1-800-917-3929. That's 1-800-917-3929. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-917-3929.
Getting America back on track.
I'm addressing Christmas cards. Aren't they cute? Each one has a little bunny on it dressed up like a shepherd.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live, as always. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to get involved in the conversation? Let us know your thoughts at B Martinez Live. Well, Ohio Governor John Kasich signed a 20-week gestation limit for abortions into law Tuesday, while separately vetoing a measure that would have banned abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detectable. So this is the challenge. I mean, he is between, as I say, 20 weeks and a baby's heartbeat. And he went with the 20-week gestation period. Now, here to help us understand and for her comments is Dr. Alveda King. Dr. King is currently the director of African-American Outreach for Priests for Life, a former college professor, mentor, stage, and screen actress. Dr. King, it's always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hello, Bill. And first, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I love to hear that. Yes. And I'm going to talk to you more about that in just a moment, because I just got back from New York, and I got to tell you, the sentiment and what we've been saying on the show is, look, it's a blessing, you know, for us to say Merry Christmas to one another.
Right.
And I'm not offended if you say Happy Kwanzaa to whatever you want to say. That's okay, but receive my blessing from my heart that wants you to be blessed this holiday, right?
That's the point. And let's just love each other. John 3:16, Jesus did this for everybody, so we got to get there. But, Bill, can I ask you, because you were just talking about the 20 weeks and the heartbeat bill and
yes.
Ohio and Governor Kasich. But listen, we know that Rome was not built in a day.
Right.
I'm not an incrementalist. I want abortion to end right now, and I want to do anything I can do to make that happen. However, in the 20th century civil rights movement led by my uncle, Martin Luther King Jr., my dad, stood staunchly with his brother, Reverend A.D. King.
Mm-hmm.
They knew how to bring together all the moving pieces and to unify and not do infighting.
Yes.
So I want to encourage people not to do the infighting. So some 20 weeks now, honest to goodness, though, they can, technology shows that heart beating a lot earlier than 20 weeks.
Six to eight weeks. I mean, I'm looking at YouTube videos here, and 6 weeks they're hearing. So that's why Kasich was between a 20-week and, you know, I say a hard spot in trying to decide the two. But, you know, the point of reference here, and I know, Dr. King, you feel the same way about this, is that it's not an imposition of one's faith over another. It's
that's
an experiential knowledge of God who says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? This country has been doing wrong for a long time, and it's been at a dire expense. Some of this we haven't been able to measure because we don't see it yet. So here God gives us a chance. It's kind of like you defy the law of gravity. You fall off the roof and you go, whoa, something's in play here. Well, we know instinctively something is in play relevant to abortion, but people want to be blinded to it because we're back to the old judge's cycle. I want to do things according to my own eyes.
You see, and then technology is different. I'm 65, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But my kids keep me somewhat relevant.
Right.
So I'd be more likely to follow the new advances in science and technology than maybe some people who are my age. That's another thing I have to think about. But
right.
We're swimming through murky waters, but we're not supposed to fight each other internally inside the pro-life movement. Because the people outside that left, they just let them fight and blow each other up. They'll never get anything done.
Exactly.
So we need to stop fighting with each other. We need to pray, love, forgive, and keep moving forward. I want to say something else that's a little bit different from the 20 weeks in the heartbeat, but we just said, you know, there's a scripture. I once was blind, but now I see.
Amen.
And
right.
That's the man who wrote Amazing Grace used to be a slave trader.
Yes.
And then he became saved and born again, and he wrote Amazing Grace, and he helped the slave trade stop with John Newton. And, well, his name is Newton. I'm sorry.
Yes.
But William
Wilberforce, yes.
And Penn.
Right.
See, so there's a thing. People are going around saying, I'm colorblind. And
yes.
I say, well, you need glasses. If you're colorblind, something's wrong with your eyes. We're one race, Acts 17:26, with different ethnicities that are very pretty. So
yes.
If you've been thinking you were colorblind, put your glasses on and realize that John 3:16 is for everybody. Acts 17:26 says we're one blood.
Amen.
And since we're one blood, even down to the question of 20 weeks and heartbeat, we're brothers and sisters. We cannot divide and fight each other.
Right.
So I just pray that we stop fighting each other.
Yeah, and I appreciate that perspective, and we need that sobering leadership, Alveda, to come through, because it's not... We're on this journey of life together. And I often say that we're all blindfolded, feeling different parts of the elephant. You know, God didn't give any one person, you know what I'm saying?
It
didn't give any one person all the, you know, it didn't give any one person all the goods, but it's just like between you and I, the strengths and weaknesses that we have when we come together, we complement one another when we're communicating and when love is leading the way. And then you can sit there and say, look at, this is what I figured out. Does this make sense to you? And then all of a sudden the lights start going on. You start behaving in such a way that gives glory to God who created you with a purpose, because that still is the number one question people have. And I don't care whether you're religious or however you consider yourself, born again or not, the number one question on the face of the planet is, who am I? Why am I here?
That's right. You know, we really are brother and sister. We can understand each other without fighting. This is one of my favorite interviews always with you, because it makes so much sense. Things become clear. Wow.
Right. Well, you know, this is the deal, and I realized this the first time. That's why I always love our time together, Alveda, is that you and I have been joined at the hip, and it's just, it's amazing, you know, and we've tried to get together face-to-face on a couple of occasions. We've missed each other, come close, but we do this on the radio, and prayerfully, it's a blessing, and it enlightens and encourages other people, because we're talking about things that the church has a hard time talking about today, and how to approach this. You know what I'm saying?
Can you get people to visit me at civilrightsfortheunborn.com? I'm with Priest for Life, and I direct that ministry here with Father Frank Pavone and Janet Marana and a powerful team of associates and our staff. So what we're doing, because, you know, I'm not Catholic. I'm a non-denominational evangelist.
Right.
But Father Frank and I said years ago, my uncle said he had a dream that Protestants and Catholics and Gentiles and Jews would join together and sing Free at Last. Well, we've been singing Free at Last as loud as we can for the babies, for everybody.
Right.
So we want people to stop fighting. And so if you visit us at civilrightsfortheunborn.com, you can kind of help us with that. So I really want to encourage the listeners to
absolutely
visit me.
Yes. No, absolutely do that. And we've got to continue this relationship for the sake of truth and love, especially, you know, this is what I love about this season, Alveda, is that this is a season of truth and love. What God
yes
gave us in giving us the greatest gift ever that was given to mankind. And it's right there for the opening and for the enjoyment.
Did you see the Christmas card that had Walter Hoy, Dean Nelson, Bay Gardner, and me on it? And we kind of said it. It's out on Facebook.
Oh, yeah, I did. I did see this,
yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's say Merry Christmas again. Because do you remember when they start saying Merry Xmas?
Yes.
So instead of Christ, they had the
right
X. I'm like, what is this?
Yes.
Around 1963, when prayer came out of schools, and then it got stronger when abortion became legal in 73. So people, happy holidays. I say, what do you mean? Merry Christmas? I say, I could say Hanukkah or Kwanzaa and all that too, okay?
Right.
But Jesus is the reason for the season.
Amen. That's right.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's so that I saw that was a bit refreshing, and this, as you say, the timeliness of your message, let's say Merry Christmas again, is people are starting to do that. You know, the businesses for a long time, and I say probably for the last decade or so, have told their young hirees, just say Happy Holidays, or, you know, and everything was all politically correct. But now they've kind of dropped that, but you still see in some businesses where it's still a little bit awkward, but it's starting to break down now. You know, people are very happily sharing the blessing of the season. And, yes, let's say Merry Christmas again, huh? Why not?
And listen to this. Merry Christmas to you. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, she's singing to us. Evangelist Alveda King. Alveda, thank you so much. All the best. Appreciate it. Alveda is the director of African American Outreach for Priests for Life. As she says, go to her website. Connect with her at Alveda C. King or via Facebook at Facebook.com.
How would you like to pay less taxes?
Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime: die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Hey, you know, every word that you say, in the loud world, everything you are and are. Jesus is in the loud world.
Now, the music of Hillsong United, I got to tell you, you know, sometimes this word is overused. You know, when you talk about music and artists being anointed, and I can appreciate how some people may think that. But let me tell you, when you know when music has been anointed, when it touches you so deeply. And we're going to be visiting here with Dylan Thomas, who's with Hillsong United. And, of course, earlier this year, they released the movie that blew everybody's mind, Hillsong Let Hope Rise, the movie. And it was so touching. And the movie itself, typical of Hillsong United, you could not come away. I mean, I don't know how people sat in their seats. They were applauding. They were raising their hands. They were celebrating. Mm-hmm. And Dylan Thomas, Dylan, of course, with Hillsong United, joined them at an early age. He grew up in Sydney, started attending Hillsong Church there when he was 11 years old, and began serving in Hillsong's kids ministry as a guitarist. guitar player when he was 13, later served in both the youth ministry and the main church, and has been a member of Hillsong United for 11 years. Dylan, has this blown you away as well? The response, the blessing that Hillsong has been, not only to Australians, but around the world. You're singing the music that their song, that their hearts are longing to hear.
Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. I think it's just absolutely, you can't really put your finger on it, but I think that God's just, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just been such an amazing journey, and we're so grateful that we get to be a part of this, and it's just been absolutely amazing, to be honest with you.
Well, and you bring up a good point here, because I find myself, in the same sense of feeling as you're having right now, is how do finite people express an infinite God and emotions that are infinite, which is what I believe that Hillsong United is tapped into. So it is difficult to explain, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. C.S. Lewis is amazing, where he says, if I could comprehend God, then maybe it's not God that I've comprehended, So I think that's for us is, we're always thinking about something that's so much greater than ourselves. That's always been, what we're all about.
Mm-hmm. What was it like for you personally to be involved in this project?
To speak of the movie specifically, I think one of the things that was so special about this project was that we didn't really make the film about ourselves. We had a movie producer who came to one of our worship nights in Los Angeles and wanted to be a part of this. And so for us, it was so special to have someone from the outside wanting to try and, tell a little bit about our story, which is truly just that, we're ordinary kids from Australia who were part of a youth ministry, and we just always wanted to put God first. And, there's nothing really extremely special about it, other than we just wanted to put God first in everything that we did. And so to have someone, come and want to tell that story was just awesome, and we couldn't have asked for anything more.
Well, it was certainly, you could say, ripe for the telling. The film explores Hillsong's humble beginnings and astonishing rise to prominence as an international church whose songs are sung every Sunday by more than 50 million people worldwide. That is incredible, Dylan. The range, the breadth of influence and the stage that God has given you. And it really is God doing this, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think if there was ever a moment where we felt like we were doing it, then that wouldn't be right. And I think that one of the things we've always prayed in every aspect of what we've done, that God would be right front and center of everything we did. I think, one of the things we prayed over the last album that we did was that really, we wanted to build the best boat we could, but at the end of the day, God had to breathe and the sails, we would set the sails, but he had to breathe on this thing. So at the end of the day, it's all about, giving our everything, giving our best, but like Jesus is front and center of everything that we're a part of. And I think the day that it becomes anything else, it's not right.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing that's encouraging is Hillsong, as we said, was born out of, the youth. It was the youth coming together. Its genesis was in the youth department where probably, and this is something I think to behold by other churches, is that you have talent there in the pews, and the opportunity is to, how do you utilize that? How do you bring that into the body of Christ and give it, a form and expression so that the talents are utilized? Because there you are. Most 13-year-olds, they're not going to put you on the main, quote-unquote, main stage of a church, but it was being faithful in the little things, and God elevated you to the grander things, right?
Yeah, I wish I could figure it out myself, but the reality is I think it's God's grace. I think, one of the things that I think is so cool about our church is that it really is about raising up the next generation. And I was so fortunate enough to be around people that really believed in me and saw, something that maybe I didn't even see in myself, and that hopefully I'm doing the same for the next generation. I think that, our youth is the future. And so I think our senior pastor, Brian and Bobby, just saw that in the youth ministry and wanted to, equip us and give us an opportunity to really express what was in our hearts. And so I think that we have to do the same for the next generation, just the same.
Dylan, how do you feel about the movie? I mean, I mentioned that you were blown away, but I mean, this probably has to touch such a deep part of you to realize this response. I mean, you guys know that you're popular. I mean, your social media presence reaches over 100 million people globally. I mean, you know, Donald Trump has a lot of people, but I mean, you dwarf him. Donald Trump could only wish that he could have 100 million people, even the president of the United States. I mean, which is such a grand thing because, you know, the message that you're carrying is much grander than any president of this country or any other country, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of uncomprehendable, but I think that's the nature of God. It's like I don't think we're meant to kind of figure this out. We just believe that God's put something in our hearts, in our hands, and we need to do the very best with what's in our hands to express what's in our heart. So for us, that's been music, and that's been, I guess, an expression of our faith, and we just want to do the very best with that.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, Dylan and the group have a real blessing for us because tomorrow, Hillsong, Let Hope Arise, the movie, releases on DVD and Blu-ray. So just in time for the holidays, if you missed it in the big screen, this is the one, when you get the family together over the holidays, that you'll want to watch more than once. Trust me. If it's been a while since you've gone through a goosebump episode, this will put goosebumps on top of the goosebumps. I mean, it will reconnect you and help you appreciate the true reason for the season. Not about the gifts that are under the tree, but that eternal gift that's in that little manger that is represented every year, the eternal gift that God himself gave to his creation so that we'd all be saved, right?
Absolutely. Amen.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Dylan, and all our best. We continue to pray for Hillsong United that you would all remain faithful to God's call on your lives. I mean, there's a lot of pressure when you have this kind of, you know, popularity. There's, there's a lot of pressure to do things, to step away and outside of the quote unquote anointing and think it's about you. And, we spoke earlier this year with another band member, with Matt Crocker. And
yeah.
you guys have such a heart of humility, and I know that it's got to be because of accountability, because you're prayerful about what you're doing, and you're above all, you don't want to do anything that'll dishonor the God that created the heavens and the earth.
Yeah, thank you so much. I think that's one of our biggest prayers, is that we'll always keep Jesus front and center. And like I said earlier, it's like the second it becomes about anything else, then I think it loses its power, and I think it takes the attention away from what it's truly about, and I think that's all about Jesus and putting him front and center.
Well, where can the people go for information on the movie?
I think it's hillsongmovie.com.
Yeah, hillsongmovie.com, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And also hillsongunited.com.
/United, right, for the band, and get information there. So it's all right there. Dylan Thomas with Hillsong United. Congratulations on the movie. Released tomorrow. A must gift for all your...
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
I'm David Hall.